Here we are, folks, on the Biz for Good Show. Welcome to a new episode of the Biz for Good Show featuring EFL 360 Founders Roundtable, right? Is that where I'm on this? We have, of course, me, Bobby Glenn James, Ryan Pilkington.
Why are you doing French, man?
What? I don't know.
Ryan.
It just sounds right.
Ryan Pilkington.
Ryan Pilkington.
Ryan Pilkington.
And of course, we have the matching purples, Jay and Kevin Taylor. Woo. No relation except for the last name is awesome. I'm at a loss for words, Ryan. So you take it over.
All right, we got.
Have you ever heard Bobby at a loss for words?
Right. And it's on tape.
All right, well, we're on episode 18, and we want to thank our guests here with Kevin and Jay Taylor. No relation, right?
Brothers.
Brothers in arms, right?
Brothers in arms.
Let's go with that.
All right. These guys are all mentors of mine, Bobby, Jay, Kevin. These are big, big giants in the entrepreneur and business world, and I just want to be just a big shout out to them for joining us. We've got a new lineup that's going to come to you every month. Once a month, called EFL 360
Founders Roundtable.
What the heck does that mean, guys? Let's just jump into it. What does Founders Roundtable mean? What is that?
Why is everybody looking at me?
What, Jay? I don't know.
Kevin.
You're in the middle of this all. I guess. So Founders Roundtable. We're the three of us created this new endeavor, this new crazy thing we're doing, and we are the founders of EFL 360. Which I guess we ought to explain what that is for. Am I not supposed to do that yet?
Yeah. No.
Stop.
Go for it.
All right.
Okay.
So it is entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders.
Ow!
Wow.
And
that was numbing.
So as the founders of this group, we want to get together every month and basically just go over what we're doing that month, what's happening in the world of entrepreneurship, in the world of leadership, the things we're covering in the courses that we teach here, and whatever happens to come up. I mean, if we got something on our mind, we're going to do it. It sounds like we might be having a comparison of rock greats and who's better.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun.
We're going to be all over the map.
Because doing good is all about having some fun in the world and just making change, making relationships. I mean, it comes over and over again. We talk about relationships constantly. And you guys, we consider some of our best friends, of course. I mean, I can't think of anybody that I would rather be around than you two guys. So doing good is about connection, friendship, understanding how to make a relationship with your clients, customers, employees, all that good stuff. And we're just meshing together. We're just going to have some fun today talking about what it means to be a founder of a company, what it means to keep that, what it means to grow that, all that good stuff. Right?
Absolutely.
Ryan, you want to do some quick hit segments so we can, I'll take us off path all day long, Ryan. You got to keep
I know.
Us on.
Squirrel.
We got a lot of squirrels in the room. With EFL 360, you know, we just want to bring some value, some additional value to the podcast as far as business go and getting listeners out there. If you're starting a company, maybe you're a founder of a company or a leader, these guys have done it. They've proved it. They've been in the trenches, so we're glad to do this once a month for you guys to tune in. This is new. It's beta testing at its best, but we love it. So we're just going
and
to
our live. We're getting the hold.
We're getting the hang of live stuff.
We're getting the hang of streaming. This is all new territory, so bear with us.
Yeah, we totally believe in the ethical treatment of our lab rats. So for everyone out there, we're going to try and not destroy you with this episode.
I heard there was going to be food.
Yeah, we got some peanuts over here.
Nuts. Yeah. We got nuts and
here we go.
Chocolate.
We brought food right there, baby. Hey, there's some chocolate covered bananas in there, and they rock.
All right, we're going to start into brief segments for you, and then we'll jump into the EFL 360 portion of this and also provide some information on these two guys so you know a little bit more about them. Real quick, we just want to, you know, definitely remind you can find us on all our YouTube now.
Social media platforms. You go to YouTube, Biz for Good on YouTube.
And we'll be streaming more, so, you know, definitely find out and then tweet. Comment, do all your cool stuff like that. So we appreciate it. B4G Studio News real quickly. I just wanted to bring this up. We are growing in listenership each month. We've actually hit Germany and Asia. So
sweet.
Maybe we're going to have to do, you know, some translation.
Yeah, we'll have to. Yeah, maybe. We'll have some.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys I'm an American. I refuse to accept there's anything outside of these 50 states that's worth doing anything with. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I saw this map that was put out once. It showed, it said United States, and it said America's hat, and it had America's vacation land, and then it said the rest of the world. And it was basically American geographical ignorance.
We are, as Americans, we are a little bit conceited about America sometimes, I think. But, we'll deal with it. Right. Okay, Ryan, we took you off track again.
All right.
It wasn't me this time. It was Kevin. I'm blaming Kevin.
Point the finger.
I've learned from the best.
All right, we're going to go into what we were going to do, like Biz for Good. We want to do a challenge, and I'm going to throw Bobby under the bus.
Oh, sweet.
It's called, there's a company here called Wing Coop. They do wings. I actually tasted this. I actually ate this wing, and it is bleepity hot.
Bleepity hot.
There were several people that went to the bathroom crying.
Oh, which is, and me, I'm from Texas, and I say all the time, I love hot stuff. You guys in Utah don't know what hot food is. I get it as hot as I possibly can. And so when we called the guy, I'm like, yeah, I'll do your hot thing challenge, whatever. And he goes, okay, you're not allowed to puke in the restaurant. And we don't like it if you puke outside in the parking lot either. That was his first words to me. Might be a little interesting.
It's a challenge, right?
This might be a little interesting.
What it is, 11 wings in 11 minutes.
Yeah, and there's a thing you have to sign, too.
Yeah, some
kind of legal thing that if you drop over dead, it's not their fault.
It's not liable.
Yeah.
So if you want us to do that challenge, and we'd like to do, like, for every wing we donate, whatever wing that Bobby throws down. I don't think I'll do it, but maybe.
Right.
You bring some milk.
Watch
and
what
some
you
macaroni
say on
salad,
air. It lives here forever.
I lasted one wing, and then I had to eat a lot of macaroni salad.
And it's like 11 wings is what you're saying?
11 wings in 11 minutes.
I'm going to up your challenge. I'm going 11 donuts in 11 minutes.
Ooh.
11 donuts with hot sauce on them.
No sprinkles.
I've got
extra sprinkles.
I've got this special hot sauce at my house called what's it called? Devil Spit. No, not Devil Spit. That's not hot.
No, that's from What's Her Places. Yeah,
it's something Devil, and it is hot. I mean, it literally went back in the day. Yeah, it's that. Yeah, when the kids would say something naughty or something, Mom would put some on a toothpick, and that usually.
You sure you want that to go live?
Moving right along.
Hey, we gave them milk afterwards. They didn't say naughty things anymore.
Spoiled milk.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So we are going to do that.
11 donuts in 11 minutes.
11 donuts in 11
minutes. We'll do that shortly after this session, right? This podcast.
Sure.
Go out and get some donuts.
Sure.
Just not me because I'm on a...
You're on a non-donut eating thing.
Yep. Okay, you can have the hot wings, Ryan.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, where are we at? Oh,
I'm going to have Kevin read this
inspirational quote of the day.
Wait, you think I can actually read?
I hope so.
Wow. Read small print here.
Inspirational quote.
All right.
If you can't do it, we'll pass it.
Is this a retirement? I tap something. It's retirement, right?
Nope.
No. Oh, man.
I tapped.
I destroyed the technology. Let's try this one.
Technology makes our life easier until it doesn't.
It's not the rich man you should properly call happy, but he who knows how to use, with wisdom, the blessings of the gods, to endure hard poverty, and who fears dishonor worse than death, and is not afraid to die for cherished friends or fatherland. Horace.
Horace said that.
The dude's famous enough to go by one name.
Horace.
Any thoughts on that before we go into the main show?
I don't know. That was pretty deep, guys. I'm not sure.
Just rewind that and play it over and over. All right.
While eating donuts.
Hit that back 30 button.
All right. I'm going to turn this over to Bobby to kick off the show.
Okay. Welcome, folks. Here is the show, and here is our interview, our round table today. We are going to have some serious connection, finding out what this roundtable is all about. I mean, really, it's an excuse for us to get together and just shoot the bull and talk about our heartaches, our problems in entrepreneurship. And hey, it's a tough road to hoe. I say the true secret to success, I know I say do all the time, but the other piece of the puzzle for success is don't give up. All of the greats went through tons of crazy trials. They just didn't give up. So we're here to assist our listeners in hearing and connecting and say, guys, don't give up. Because eventually, keep going, it might take 10 years. You know, there's a lot of overnight successes that take 10, 20 years to become an overnight success. Guys, if you have a dream, don't give up. So we'd love to welcome Jay and Kevin Taylor, no relation, but with the same purple shirt.
Yeah, we're making it easy to tell us apart. Jay's wearing the purple. I'm wearing the purple.
Yeah.
It's starting to feel like
Ryan is pointing to the screen there.
All right, we had a question. Go ahead and read the question.
Dive into business concepts with Interfound. No. That question?
In the youth.
Okay, here's a question. We don't believe in editing. So, in your youth, did you? We're just going to jump. This is going to be cool. So, you guys, you've had time to think about this. We gave you, 3-4 seconds.
I heard there was going to be food here.
There is, right here. Whoa. You can have all the peanuts you want. So if you're in your youth, did you find yourself with an example of being an entrepreneur in your youth? How did you get that entrepreneurial spirit? Did it just come to you one day? Or did you find out, like me, that I sold something in my house to my friends and went, oh, wow, that's cool. Sold a shell for 25 cents and went, wow, I can make money off my buddies.
Does usury and abusive contracts count?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Yes. So in the family lore, when I was probably about 12, my brother bought a mask and snorkel kit, only to realize later he really wanted the $20 he paid for that kit. And so I wrote up this nice little contract where for the next 60 days, I would get use of the mask and snorkel, and I could do whatever I wanted with it, return it in whatever condition I wanted. And in exchange, I'd give him $25 now. And in 60 days, he would turn around and give me $30 and take the mask and snorkel back, however it looked. That was one of my early entrepreneurial ventures, which was unfortunately kiboshed by my mom, who, as soon as she saw the contract, nullified it.
As the voice of reason or the moral majority, what was the nullification based on?
Yeah, I think of the fact that we were both minors, and neither of us could actually, have a binding contract signed.
Okay.
But good learning lesson there all the way around.
Yeah, that was one of my early entrepreneurial experiences. I should have been maybe a little more lenient on my younger brother.
Or at least more on the down low.
Yeah, not let mom find out.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes. As I think about entrepreneurship, and I try to think of the first time I heard the word or the concept, and entrepreneurship is not a word from my youth, but the spirit of entrepreneurship, the act of entrepreneurship, is something that was all around me. And I think that's one of the things we look at in EFL 360, is more about the spirit of entrepreneurship and what an entrepreneur is, rather than that overused term, entrepreneur. And with a lot of people that are in small business, they lead causes, they do things. But in my youth, I had some extraordinary examples. And there's a particular family that I was very, very close to who were entrepreneurs in every sense of the word. But at that particular time, in a non-sexist way, we called them businessmen. That's what somebody was. And I thought of this recently a lot. When you used to ask somebody, well, what do you do, or what's your background? And what an individual say, I'm a businessman. And today they say, I'm an entrepreneur, right? Kind of the same thing. And this particular family in Southern California were realtors and had a strip center. And in the strip center, there was the real estate office, there was a title office, and there was the escrow office, and there's the insurance office, and everybody just kind of worked together. And so I had great examples of entrepreneurs with the can-do spirit, with the spreading the good to everybody, to taking care of everybody, and really that the rising tide really lifts all boats.
Mm. So you came early on to the Biz for Good.
Yes,
that you realized that doing good actually assisted the business.
But unconsciously, in that I didn't know any different, because these people were my examples, and it was the Michalka family in Southern California. That's all I knew. So while I worked for them at 12 years old as an independent contractor, I opened my first business looking at all their designs and what they did when I was 12 years old as well. And I just came across, because it just moved, I came across my first flyer that I drew myself with my lawnmower pushing it down the road and my tool belt, and it was J. Taylor Maintenance.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old?
12.
12. So both of you, 12.
Yeah.
Hey, so, I grew up, had examples similar to that. My dad became, well, I'm going to go with what you said. He was a businessman, really. I mean, he did not think in terms other than that. But when I was 4, he actually purchased his first business. He had been in the nursing home, I guess it was an industry, and came out, and there was an old folks home for sale in Salt Lake, and we were living in the Midwest at the time, and all of a sudden he had that entrepreneurial seizure, just that moment of, I should do this for myself. And he spent the entire weekend that I'm told that we were supposed to be visiting family that weekend, and he spent the whole thing sitting in front of, shall we say, a pre-computer spreadsheet. He was running numbers by hand with an adding machine, putting this together. This was his family vacation weekend, was running numbers to figure out if he could take this business and he could make it run. Which,
wow.
Yeah, amazing example of an entrepreneur who just jumped in and did it. It's pretty amazing. Awesome.
Can you tell me what the last 5 years, business-wise, just briefly, because you guys are involved in layers of business, but I mean, just to the bare bones for our listeners so they know where you guys are at.
Last 5 years, where have you been? What have you been doing?
When did you start?
Good to, me?
Yeah, your founder.
Oh, man, yeah. Well, I wanted to start with this piece with the entrepreneurship thing. My dad was what do you call that? The guy.
I've heard you say hustler.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. The word hustler. Yeah, thank you. Thank
this
you.
Is what happens when your guests get to know the host too well.
Yeah, actually. Thank you. Yeah, I'll just let you talk. But I remember my dad would go to auctions all the time, and he came home with a rickshaw.
Right on.
Yeah, and I hooked it up to my bicycle, and it was cool. I made tons of money riding kids around the neighborhood in my rickshaw. And then I upgraded it to a roaming garage sale. I put all my crap from my room that I didn't want into the rickshaw, and I just drove around the neighborhood and sold stuff out of the rickshaw. So, I mean, really, I don't know. There was just something cool and fun about the interaction and the finding people that wanted something that I didn't want anymore. And it was just that feeling and that connect. It really was about the connection with the people, and it always has been for me. And also the ability to create something. I've been a part of a lot of startups, and I've been a part of the corporate world. When it gets corporate, it's just not as fun anymore. It's great when we grow to that kind of level, and it's cool to do hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue and stuff like that, and that's great, but it's not as fun. I love the building. That's why I love being a part of the EFL 360 and helping these small businesses and these folks that have these dreams of growing something. I just love being a part of that incubator, that connection, that growth piece. So I've been doing that for a lot of years now. Love it.
When you reflect back to those times and you think of you and your dad together, your dad never sat down and said, son, I'm going to teach you about entrepreneurship, and this is how you spell it,
yeah.
Right? It
no.
was what you did. It's interesting that Kevin was able to remember that, you know, you said he was a hustler in that way, and we know our good friend Gary Vee. Big shout out to Gary. How you doing?
Gary.
He says the single most important word, right, in the world is hustle.
Hustle.
You know, and so there's something to that, but we did that. You made money. That's why I think entrepreneurship is more about a way of thinking and a way of being than it is, you know, something defined and in school that way. It's the entrepreneurial spirit, and it applies in lots of different places. I think it's fascinating that one of the people who was EFL 360 in the last couple of weeks that comes from the corporate world talks about hiring people, and one of the descriptions in job descriptions today for a big company are people with an entrepreneurial spirit. They're trying to hire entrepreneurs into the corporate world, whatever that means, to bring them in there. The bottom line of entrepreneurship, if you will, it's doing business. It's just a word that came around to kind of describe that risky, adventurous side of doing business, of stepping into the dark, of leading the charge. But it's about business and small business, and that's what entrepreneurship, or EFL 360, right, the big point for all of us, is to be able to step into that world where people identify as, I'm a small business owner, or I'm an entrepreneur, or many things that we've discovered over the years we've been here, Ryan, right, together, you know, over 5 years now, are that a lot of people are entrepreneurs, but it's not a business they lead, it's an organization, it's a cause, right? It is the Children's Literacy Foundation, it is So Much Hope, it is whatever that might be. And they can bring that spirit. We could probably bring it into teaching, into education, into a lot of different places if we capture or harness what entrepreneurship is outside of a label for a businessman or a businesswoman.
And that's the whole reasoning behind EFL, the point of it being entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders. It's this, because the entrepreneur word is used too much. It almost means nothing anymore. And it's almost, I think in some ways it's a joke. If somebody says, oh, I'm an entrepreneur, I just say, I have business owner, I own a few businesses or something like that.
Entrepreneur, isn't that like consultant? It's secret code for I've been unemployed for the last 5 years.
Exactly. Exactly. How is it looked at? And an entrepreneur can be this, but a founder and a leader is what we really want to be. I mean, entrepreneur, we want to create business or whatever, but the founder is the person that doesn't give up. The founder is the one that sees something they love and they don't let go of it. Elon Musk comes to mind, or Phil Knight with Nike. They just don't give up. They had plenty of times they should have, everybody was telling them, guys, why are you doing this? You need to give up. This is not going anywhere. And they succeeded. It's because they didn't give up, because they were leaders, because they were founders that had this passion for what they were doing. It wasn't just about starting a business.
And then I think what we have learned by working in this ecosystem for so long and spending so much time and trying to serve people is that having an entrepreneurial spirit, having leadership qualities and abilities, recognizing oneself as a leader, recognizing oneself as a founder in terms of the feel of ownership, the stick-to-itiveness, right, the long drive. And so it's trying to find the best in all of those and be able to give tools to people who are small business owners, right, the best of entrepreneurship, the best of leadership, the best of advocacy. And even one of the other terms and roles that we've really identified with lately is being a messenger. You know, sometimes in our me in 30 seconds, we tease, we stand up, we say, okay, everybody in the room, when you introduce yourself, we want you to say, I am a salesperson, right? Because we're all salespeople. We're going to stand up, I am a leader, because we're a leader, whether we like it or not. I am a founder. But stepping into that founder role is one that you step into, you feel it. You know, and there's that stick-to-itiveness that's there. But a messenger, we're all carrying a message. And most people that are attracted to entrepreneurship come from a number of different, come from a few kind of basic categories, right? They've had a problem in their life, or they've seen a problem, and so they come into it. There's a cause they identify with. There's a way to do it better, whatever it might be. But once you have that entrepreneurship spirit, and then you grab hold of that cause, you grab hold of that reason, you become intrinsically involved. It's part of your DNA. I think you step into the role of being a founder.
Yeah.
And then as such, you lead the company, you go forward. But typically, underlying all of this as well, is you're a messenger. You're a messenger, you're a brand advocate. Whatever the sexy current word is, right, I think we can look at that we're messengers of our cause, of our purpose.
We're leading it.
I've heard story is in there a lot. What's your story?
That's a part of your brand, is your story. I was just listening to another podcast, and I can't remember the name of the person, but he owns a bag making company. They make bags, saddle leather or something. Oh man, that's horrible that I don't know what I'm talking about. But it's a story. It's a cool story. He went to Mexico, and he was messing around in Mexico, and he found this guy that was making these bags, and he drew him a picture, and he said, hey, could you make me this thing? I want it like this. This is what I want. And the guy goes, sure, yeah, and he makes it for him, and then he roughs it up and makes it nice, and he's carrying it around all over. And all these people, like, man, I want one of those. Where'd you get that bag? It's just a really cool story. So he went, oh, dude, I need to start making and selling these bags. And now it's this huge, huge company, and it's just a cool story. He talks about how the Federales were out to kill him and stuff. And, I mean, he's just got a fun story. If you go to the website, and I should actually probably really look it up.
And Ryan, as you mentioned that story, right, it's interesting, and I think what we get to share and what we get to look at in terms of being leaders in the community, our story typically speaks to the past, although we create our story every day, right, and we add a new chapter, we add a new line, a new verse, we can change the story, we're the author of the story. It typically is historical. When we talk about moving forward and we talk in that entrepreneur, founder, leader way, we go from what's your story, but what is calling you? What's burning inside you? What is something you cannot go a day without thinking about, which is the forward movement. When we're able to combine our story, which is our why, with our calling, which is our how, right, is our direction, then we can be at our most powerful point. So I think that's one of the things at EFL 360, at Speak Up, at Biz for Good, at the different organizations, right, that we're leading, it's about marrying those two. Having the epic brand story, you know, going and working with your biz bar, doing that, but then where do we go from here? How do we go from the story, the pain, the hurt, to the profit, to the sustainability, to the excitement? I don't know, Kevin, you had something as well.
I don't even remember where it was. I do remember, though, totally lost Ryan's question about 7 minutes ago.
Hey, just really quickly, saddlebackleather.com is if you want to check that out. Saddlebackleather.com if you want to check out those.
So, Jay, you had mentioned for the years you've been doing this, I just want to get, because I think there's probably a lot of people listening who don't know how long we've all been involved with this entrepreneurial ecosystem that we've been doing this. You started volunteering, working with entrepreneurs. Well, I mean, you've been at this for a long time. Your company for how many decades has been serving business owners? You've been volunteering serving business owners since 2009. You've got a background with this. We've got a lot of experience just in you alone.
Thank you. Yeah. 1990 was the first business. I completed my first semester of law school, and again, it's an entrepreneurial spirit. I still don't know if I was in touch with the word. Of course, at that time, there was a really incredible maverick in the business world that was out and just written a book called Art of the Deal. Maybe you've heard of it. You know, and
he kind of came up in things.
We had Lee Iacocca. We had another of other people kind of pushing along that line, and the first business was 1990. It was in that serving people in that ecosystem. Yeah, and then with Entrepreneur Launchpad since 90. But thinking about all four of us and thinking about all this together, we're able to look back and one of the three of us here anyway, right, for almost 300 consecutive weeks here at the Miller campus of Salt Lake Community College have led or facilitated a entrepreneurial training or entrepreneurial education class. It's over a 5-year period. I think outside of higher education and a class you pay for that's continually running at the U or something, not only along the Wasatch Front, I think in the entire Intermountain West, there's not a group of consecutively running programs.
Yeah, we did the math, and we've touched in some way or talked with or connected with or trained over 6,000 businesses. 6,000 businesses in that 5-year period. That's pretty cool. And I would say a few of those have really shined and come out. And people, a lot of businesses don't make it. A lot of people don't have the fortitude to take it to the next level. We trained a lot of people that they went, thank you, and left and never used anything that they learned from us. And we've had some that shined and just created some massive, amazing, great things in the world and created big businesses. And it's been fun to see, you know, who has the fortitude to take it to the next level.
And, you know, one of the things I think we don't think about so much that I think, I mean, when we talk about Biz for Good, one of the things I think we've done that's good is when people really don't have a functional business. You know, we've talked about calling babies ugly, but even without doing that, I think when somebody has gone through what we've done and they've been involved and they started to get these questions and try, you know, oh, what am I going to do about? I think we've helped some people realize, you know what? This is a cool idea. I love this idea, but nobody's going to buy this idea. And I think helping someone recognize that before they get $100,000 in debt.
And they lose their house. Yeah.
You know, three years down the road, they're broke, they're homeless, and they got credit cards they're never going to pay off for life. I would rather help somebody find that out in 3 weeks.
Absolutely.
Rather than 3 years. And I think that is one of the huge things that can come as you learn more about business and about being an entrepreneur.
And we've had that happen quite a few times.
And I think because of those experiences, that's why we've evolved to have a set of core values that guides us. And one of the core principles behind EFL 360, behind all of us individually, is what really works.
Yes.
And really looking at that and taking the tools that are out there and helping people validate it, look at it. I think, Kevin, along those same lines, or the other side of the same coin, is the number of people have come because they sell in the ecosystem, but they really want to have their own business. And they end up, you know, they end up letting go of what they have to do for what they want to do. And finding that.
And I think a lot of them do it in a very Bobby way. Don't quit your day job till it's getting in the way of
Absolutely.
Making money with your passion.
Yes. It saddens me when somebody goes, you know, I quit, now I'm excited to, but I got to make money. And man, if that's your whole focus, it's a hard road to hoe. Because I've had businesses that didn't make me a dime for 3 years. Before they started making revenue. You can't think you're going to jump out there and create a Facebook tomorrow.
Right, and I think Ryan is a great example, too, of someone who came in as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, using one of the great skill sets he has, which is graphic design, right? Mm-hmm. But through what, not only what really works, but one of our other core values is what matters most, right? And really focusing on what matters most, Ryan was really able to get in touch, right, that it's the anti-bullying. It's my life's experience. It's my story, which informs the direction I want to go, how I want to lift people, and advocatees is where I want to be. I mean, if you could be anywhere in the world, I mean, I know you love graphic design. I know you love doing what you do, but you're at your highest best self, and you're at your happiness when you are in your element. Well, let's call it your sphere of greatness. Right? And that is because you have a sphere of excellence. Your sphere of excellence is graphic design. You're an excellent graphic designer. But your sphere of greatness is when you are spreading that message.
Well, thank you.
And you're another example of not giving up.
Yeah.
He just keeps going.
Yeah, I've been.
Brian just keeps going.
I walked into this meeting training and just wanted to learn about business. And never in a million years did I think I was going to take on bullying. A podcast and leadership.
And you have.
And you have.
It's who you are, right? I mean.
But it's through these leaders, founders of what you guys were doing that it was encouraging. You know, that you could have been up there talking, giving me information, but you took the time to answer questions. You took the time to mentorship me. So, you know, when with the EFL, I think what's exciting is the entrepreneurs, people that are searching like me, want to become founders and leaders of companies, they can take on that role with confidence because they have leaders like you guys and us here at EFL 360 that gives them a great value, a great tool, a great asset to take them from maybe a point of execution to a point of conclusion and exit strategy. Those types.
You know, that's the beauty of EFL 362 and the way that we train and our philosophy is it's not about standing up there and giving a bunch of data. It's about getting the interconnectedness. I mean, everybody knows has ever been to any of our trainings, man, there is a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of, oh man, we get a lot of information and a lot of times, I mean, I've been an entrepreneur for, you know, 30 years and I still get some insight from folks that have just started up that I didn't even think about. I'm
absolutely.
Like, wow, that is a powerful thing. Everybody, we need to listen to what that person just said. And that's our whole philosophy is the engagement when we train and when we connect and the things that we do. It is, everybody has some golden nuggets to give us.
And we want to, well, as far as I'm concerned, with the podcast, with EFL, I think these monthly sessions, it's pour over in to not just Utah, the people that are here, whatever, but outside of the sphere,
absolutely,
we can reach more people.
Yeah. Which is great to be able to talk about that. And so looking again at what this brings up of core values, we talk about one of them that we have is what really works, and kind of having the BS filter out there and the one size fits all. Two is what matters most, but even personalizing it, what matters most to you? What matters most to your organization?
Because it doesn't fit everybody.
Doesn't fit all. And the third one is always learning. One of the other principles that we have is success through inquiry. It's asking the questions, who, what, why, when, where, being purposeful. And something that was just said here that was so good is we bring out the statistics like everybody else does. We bring out the things that are sexy, but it's always the next question, which is two words, now what? Okay, so I know that's hot, right? I know I need to be there. Thank you, Ryan, for sharing that. Bobby, you just let me know there. Okay, Emyth brought me in. Now what? What do we do? It's about that what. How do we go there? Which is what really works. So, for example, in EFL 360 during the month of June, we're going to be focusing on core values. What matters most, right? What's that?
What matters most.
Yeah, what matters most. Ellipsis, dot, 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 visually, you know, to you, for your business.
Right.
In the month of August, month of July, we're going to be focusing on what really works. And then really, really fun, super fun, in August and September are going to be the 61 days of marketing or die.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, there should be a sound effect on that marketing. 61 days of marketing. And we know that over these past 5 years of meeting with entrepreneurs and founders and folks, that it almost always comes down to marketing. It almost always, and we talk about the philosophy of the 40% of your time should be spent at all times on marketing. People don't get it. You could have the coolest thing in the world that everybody wants, but if nobody knows about it, it doesn't matter.
You know, I think so many business owners fall into that field of dreams. You know, if I build it, they will come. No. That worked twice in the last 150 years. The advent of television and the advent of the internet, you had about a year on each where if you showed up, people would be there just because you were one of six websites or one of two shows on TV.
Bravo.
You know, after that, the only place that worked, side note, it was never if you build it, they will come. It was always if you build it, he will come. Even in Field of Dreams, it was not a mass marketing technique.
Yeah.
It was designed to reach one person. And I think we need to remember, you know, with marketing, one, we need to do it. But two, how do we reach that one person? Who is that one who we can impact?
Because that's what matters. It's not everybody. Because everybody is nobody.
Yeah.
If you don't have that person.
To be everywhere is nowhere.
Yeah, to be everywhere is nowhere. Unless you're God.
I think with that challenge or that thing that you're talking about just now, we as people that like to create, you've got to go out and see if you're going to make money at this.
When it comes down to it.
So you can't just go, oh, I think it's pretty. I like this idea. You've got to vet it out. You've got to test it and then see what works and then tweak, test, right?
And there are ways to do that efficiently. And that's just it. It, you know, it's taking it to the source, right? If you want to find out if... let's look at a particular consumer group. If you want to find out if pregnant women will buy this product, the very best people to ask
are middle-aged white men.
Exactly, right? And so that's just it. And that's the whole thing of what really works is being able to get out there and be able to look at that and validate it.
I bring back the Phil Knight thing. You know, you don't have to have a lot of money necessarily to do that stuff too. He got some shoes and he went to track meet and opened his trunk and sold some shoes at the track meet. And guess what? People bought them.
That was a good sign
that it was, hey, they like these shoes.
There were a lot of resources out there how to do your marketing for free. Just be careful because they're trying to gimmick you and stuff. But vet it out because there is some bootstrapping ways to market out there.
And one of the exciting things with the EFL 360 is the classes and the trainings that we're going to provide other than the weekly free meetings, which are every Thursday afternoon from 4 to 6 o'clock here in the Miller Business Resource Center, room 333 of the third floor. But really looking
at
that.
So go to EFL360.com and you can go to meetings up at the top. EFL meetup360.com. Click on meetings and you'll find out everything we're doing.
Does that go to the meetup page?
It does go to the meetup page.
You find us on meetup.
Charge.
That was our call to action. Huh?
Right. Yeah. But picking up the marketing is such a big spot. And talking about the backgrounds too, Kevin is probably the only EMIS certified coach in the state of Utah. And he brings all of that training and all of that time and his experience both in family-owned businesses and with his company, Beyond Imagination Business Coaching, right there to the table. And we look at that, Ryan. But in August and September of this year, it's 61 days of marketing or die, how to bring life to your marketing. And we're going to be digging deeper. It's not just about that trench that's a mile wide and an inch deep, but it's going to be very actionable. But the whole idea then is, what do I do with it? It's not showing up and saying, this is great information. Oh, what a great statistic. Oh, that's fabulous. But what do I do? And it's going to look different for different people, depending on what they do. But there are some commonalities, maybe there's some truths with a capital T. And one of the things that we've learned over the years, and it's been substantiated over and over, is in order to be successful as a small business, you get to spend 40% of your time in sales and marketing.
Yeah.
But what does that mean? What does that mean for you?
And that's the fun of it. That's how we can spend 2 months digging into that.
Yeah.
That is huge. What is going to work for you? What really works for you? What matters for you? And that's where you get all the difference. But the principle is true.
Yeah. And there are things that work. I know as a business owner, sometimes you get bombarded with every kind of marketing gimmick, like Ryan was saying, and there are a lot of things that don't work. And just throwing something to the wall to see if it sticks is a horrible marketing plan. I've done it. Unfortunately, I have experience with that.
And no plan is a plan as well.
Yeah.
It's going to end up with zero results, and it's challenging and it's tough. But that's kind of the next couple, 4 months anyway. At EFL 360 is focusing again in the month of June of what really matters, what matters most to you. July, what really works, and then in September and August is going to be focused on 61 days of marketing. And we're going to bring in marketing experts. We'll be teaching segments. We're going to spend some time on that. And those of you that are in the meetup group that haven't been to a meeting before, come out to one of our meetings. They're weekly. They're free. Meet people. See people. There's people who are budding entrepreneurs. There's tire kickers. There's seasoned veterans. There's serial entrepreneurs. There are people who own causes and organizations. We're adjusting the curriculum. So this just isn't about a business owner, right? But it's about somebody who's a leader of an organization, leader of a cause. We're also really looking strongly, in all of this and devoting about 25% of our time to personal development. The first Thursday of every month is going to be focused on the personal development side.
If you don't connect with yourself,
yes.
How can you run your business?
Yes.
If you're broken, guess what? Your business is going to be broken too. You've got to figure yourself out before you can really, you can stumble your way to it, but it's just really important. And that's why we've gotten that focus.
You'll be doing some streaming too. So people that maybe can't come
meeting.
To the meeting, there'll be a chance to watch that.
Yep.
The Thursday afternoon meetings will be streamed.
Streamed every on Facebook.
The training classes and things where people will come in to dive deep and be more personal, they won't be streamed. There will be some webinars and things as well. And Kevin is leading our technology charge on the educational side and gonna bring
yes,
that,
sir, professor.
Bring that out. And hey, even Chad, Bobby with knowing where you
we
come
gotta get
from,
titles.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we should call him Professor Taylor. I know he says technically I'm not a professor. But if people call me professor, I just let them go.
You call me what you will. Yeah, I've even been called late for dinner, and I usually can't say it's wrong.
Just not the nutty professor.
Unless it is. Hey, I heard there was going to be food here.
Right here, man. You're missing it.
Hey, catering?
Yeah, catering.
Catering. We need more caterers at
EFL. Here, we got you a drink, too.
Bobby,
that was
not
a big elephant.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah, that made a lot of noise.
Don't tap the table. That's what the note says.
it's not only identifying where we are on the leadership scale and advocacy scale kind of historically and saying, hey, I need to take care of me, and it's so important and challenging for many of us to do, but then it's maintaining it or improving it. You know, one of the things that I in my business, Blessed Business, look at is I used to be all about best practices, and the concept of best practices made a lot of sense to me. Don't have to reinvent the wheel, but look at who's doing it best. Here's the standard. This is what's worked. I have evolved from that, and I'm no longer focused on best practices. I'm focused on better practices.
Yeah.
That constantly doing that. So plusing. Even as a leader, right, is plussing. And so, you know, even if one comes in with a great leadership skills, maybe we need to plus in the founder skills or the founder set, right? Or continually, I mean,
because you do need all of them.
You do need
EFL, there's a reason.
That's right, EFL 360.
Exactly. It's all the way around. Yes. Yeah.
And looking, you know, looking at that. So the personal development side never ends. There's always things to learn. Again, one of our core values, like we said, is always learning. Always learning. And always improving and going from good practices to best practices and best practices to better practices.
Oh my goodness, we could talk all day. Yeah. We've been on here for a while.
Yeah, I guess we probably ought to wrap up at some point.
We ought to wrap this up.
Listeners are going to start dropping off here.
So I just put a note here, the future of EFL 60. I just want our listeners to know that
360,
sorry. What's going to happen moving forward? And we're just going to do this once a month, and you're going to get some great insight. We're going to dive into some products, so you guys can talk about this if you'd like.
All right, so we were looking at our Facebook stats a little bit earlier, the insights on our page there, and we've had 7,000% growth over the last week.
That sounds really good.
It sounds amazing, doesn't it? Yeah, okay, so we launched the Facebook page a little over a week ago. But apparently our goal is to continue 7,000% weekly increases in everything.
That's our
like our page.
No, really, the future of EFL 360, I think what we see is we keep providing the service that we've been doing for years. I mean, since 2009, we have been every week giving a valuable service, valuable information to entrepreneurs. And I think we keep doing that. But the other thing we've looked at, and I think the key that's really going to stand what we're doing apart from a lot of everything else you see, is we're going to take deep dives. Like
deep
Jay was
dives.
Saying, you know, yeah. Not the 1-inch wide or 1-inch deep, mile wide trench. We're going to go 3 feet wide and a third of a mile deep.
Yep. I'm going to find those interesting looking fishes.
We're going to find funky little fishes, but it's going to be, I mean, we're going to work on just small group. You bring your laptop, we solve a problem together. Classes that we dig deeper and, you know, just adding additional value.
Yeah, that's the one thing that we've missed a lot of times. We have a lot of people come up to us and go, guys, this has been awesome, but I want to really get down in the minutia of it. I really need assistance with that, and that's why we're taking it to the next level.
Or how do I apply it? This
yeah,
has been great. I've learned this outline.
How do I apply it?
So, that was a great, I mean, perfect. Intro to that, and so on the last Thursday of every month, I guess the Biz for Good show will be sponsoring the EFL 360 Founders Roundtable.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
So
it's
we'll
our pleasure.
We'll be here and talk about that. And if I can let the cat out of the bag a little bit, or a little bit of a teaser into next month, we're going to be introducing Social 360, which is going to be a phenomenal place for people to get involved. Who are interested in working on or being a part of a great social media.
Can you
movement.
Say cat out of the bag one more time?
Cat out of the bag. Nicely done. So with that, I mean, just one thing, leading into the meetings, which Kevin just did, but if we can kind of throw it out there. So 1 month from now, we'll be gathered around here at the Founders Roundtable. And if it's okay, we're going to talk about Social 360, which is
teaser.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Barry White. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, thanks, Kevin and Jay. Ryan,
Bobby.
Wrap up. Bobby, this has been awesome. I know us four get together, we could talk for like hours on end. Hopefully our listeners have got something out of it, and viewers now, since we're livening it up.
Hi, viewers.
So I just want to say thank you for everybody. Anything, Ryan?
I just want to thank you guys, like, bottom of my heart. I mean, I had this idea to do a podcast, and holy moly guacamole. Yeah. So thank you.
Get the ground running, baby.
Hey, Ryan, I got one thing to say. Yeah. Hashtag.
A be good, do good.
Hashtag.
Be good, do good.
Hashtag.
Be good, do good.